So we're going to take you back to one of our top stories, and that news that the US Senate has passed that $95 billion foreign aid package, $61 billion that earmarked for Ukraine. Leo McQuinn has been looking at what the American press has had to say on it, Leo.
Yeah, as we can see in the Wall Street Journal, this funding has finally been approved after months of uncertainty, and the bill is set to be signed into law later today by US President Joe Biden. But how can Ukraine make the most of this funding? That's the question that's posed by the Washington Post. This opinion piece remarks that the delivery of the funding will mean a continuation of this bloody war of attrition, not an end, although it's a psychological breakthrough for Kyiv and a setback for Moscow. Any decisive change on the battlefield will depend on how Ukrainian forces use those American weapons. US officials want the Ukrainians to consolidate their lines throughout the rest of the year rather than rush another counter-offensive. This article finishes by remarking that thanks to this funding, the survival of an independent Ukraine looks a lot more certain than it did a week ago. I'll finish by bringing you this New York Times piece detailing the difficulty of implementing 21st century technology in 19th century trenches. It's the story of Project Maven, which saw developers building an artificial intelligence tool that would help the military detect potential targets on the battlefield using drone footage, part of what the Pentagon calls algorithmic warfare. It gives Ukraine a full picture of Russia's movements and communications into one big user-friendly picture, employing algorithms to predict where troops are moving and where attacks may happen. The problem is the US can't directly involve themselves in the conflict, so the Americans point the Ukrainians in the right direction but stop short of giving them exact data, which is frustrating for Kyiv, not able to use that technology to its full extent.
Let's move to the UK next. That's breaking news we brought you on the programme yesterday. Five migrants dying attempting to cross the Channel on a dinghy. The British press are covering that, of course, this morning.
Yeah, the tragedy all over the front pages in the UK this morning. The Metro asked for it to be the last Channel tragedy. As they point out, it took place just hours after the bill to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda was passed. This bill, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says, will act as a deterrent for those wanting to cross the Channel, adding that the tragedy underscored the need for this Rwanda plan. But The Independent have this message for Rishi Sunak on their front page. Think again, Prime Minister, they say. The photo on their front page isn't of the dinghy that sank, but it's of a similar one crossing just a few hours later and shows the conditions that the migrants are crossing in. The paper says that they're adding to the voice, their voice, to that of the UN's. That's because the United Nations have called for the UK to reconsider their plan, saying the new legislation marks a further step away from the UK's long tradition of providing refuge for those in need. It's a view that The Guardian very much agrees with. They have this editorial piece saying that there's no evidence for the government's claim that the deportation will stop the boats. The reality is that there's no means of preventing people, no known means of preventing people to travel to the UK. The piece finishes that remark by remarking that cutting the UK loose from more than 70 years of international norms regarding refugees, the Rwanda law, is not just a wasteful gesture, it also marks a reckless and disgraceful lurch away from a hard-won system of institutional respect for human rights.
Let's move to the south of France for this next one. A city there has introduced a controversial curfew. Tell us more about this then.
Yeah, this is about the city of Béziers, as you say, in the south of France. As Le Monde are reporting this morning, any minor under the age of 13 years of age may not go out between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. without being accompanied by an adult. The curfew was announced by far-right mayor Robert Ménard and will last at least until the 30th of September. According to the decree, the parents of the children concerned may be subject to criminal prosecution. The mayor justifies his decision by the growing number of minors left to their own devices in the middle of the night, as well as worsening number of incidents. Yesterday, the mayor of Nice welcomed the initiative and announced plans to perhaps implement a similar curfew in Nice. The law has faced extreme backlash, though, with thousands of people marching in Béziers yesterday to protest against what they called extreme right-wing ideas.
Finally from Leo, from one band to another, an Italian city is set to outlaw, would you believe this, the sale of ice cream after midnight. Why on earth would you do that?
Well, let me give you the scoop on this one, Stuart. This is in the Daily Mirror this morning. It's not just ice cream, actually, but pizza as well. The Mirror reporting that the local government in Milan have filed a paper to ban all takeaway food after midnight in an effort to protect the tranquility of local residents. They hope it will clamp down on noisy groups crowding in the streets. It could come into effect as early as next month. It's not actually the first time that Milan have tried to ban ice cream after midnight. In 2013, the then mayor tried to implement similar measures, but he faced a fierce backlash with residents saying, "How dare he try and ban us from eating ice cream?" Others saying he just needed to chill out. Eventually, he backtracked and said, "People can eat ice cream day and night, anywhere they like," which is very much a sentiment I agree with, Stuart.
Do you? Yes, I certainly agree with that. You know, we're going to introduce a curfew at France 24 as well.
Oh, yeah. What is
it? No puns in the press review.
Well, that would be a shame for everyone watching, so that's not a good idea.
Don't know what you think, audience watching at home. We're not sure. Leo with the papers at France 24.